Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. We thank and praise God, amen, for this great day, amen, hallelujah. He has given us on this day, praise God. You are on the air, praise God, with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this afternoon, amen. I thank God for you, for allowing me to come into your homes, wherever you may be. Praise God. We thank and praise God on today. Hallelujah for this revival time. How many know that it's revival time? Amen. Praise God that God is reviving his people. Amen. Back to the place. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God for it is revival time. Amen. Praise God. Before I do anything, yes, Holy Spirit, I want to pray. Amen. Praise God. Praise God and praise the Lord. Father, we just come. Hallelujah for you. Glory to God. You are mighty, God. You are, hallelujah, you are awesome, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, hallelujah, God, on today, Father God, we ask right now, Father God, that you would touch right now from the crown of our head, God, to the very soul, God, of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would let your blood prevail, God, against anything, God, that is not pleasing in thy sight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, creating us a clean heart, God, and renew, Father, a right spirit within us, God. Cleanse us up, God, again, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I pray a blessing be upon thy people on tonight, Father God. Everyone that has an ear to hear, let the Spirit speak, God. And I thank you right now, God, that we are opening up our ears. We are opening up our hearts, oh God. Yes, Holy Ghost, to receive that which you have given me on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray as I step aside, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, allow the Spirit of the living God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, to give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh, Father God, that only you can give. So, Father, I thank you that you're reviving us, renewing us, you're strengthening us on today, Father. Give me glory, Father. These things I pray in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. We thank God on today. For you all, praise God, hallelujah. Before I read the scripture, amen, praise God, I want to say something because a lot of times we don't understand what God is doing in this hour, praise God. Revival is a return to spiritual health, people of God. After a period of time, amen, praise God, sometimes, amen, we begin to decline into sin sometime, praise God. We begin to decline, amen, with our relationship with God. Sometimes it's broken fellowship, and God wants to bring us back. And sometimes, praise God, we are doing the right things, but sometimes, amen, the fire of God, hallelujah, sometimes seems to go out, amen, just a little bit, amen, not just a flicker, praise God. We need a flame in our lives, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. So revival is that sovereign work of God in which he, God, given his own people, restoring and releasing them into the fullness of his blessings. So, people of God, what is a revival? A revival is to restore you, to renew you, to revive you, amen, to make you active again more than you was, praise God. It's a comeback, amen. It's an improvement of what God wants to do in your life, amen. So the day, praise God, we thank God that he wants to revive us in every area of our life. Amen, praise God. Not only spiritually, praise God, it's in all areas, but right now, praise God, we need a revival in our soul. Our soul, yes, Holy Spirit, crying out for God. We want more of God. I don't know about you, praise God, but I want more of God, and I'm quite sure, praise God, you just don't want to flicker, but you want the flame of God to be in your soul to ignite a new fire on the inside of you. Now, people of God, we're going to go to the book of Nehemiah. This is a scripture that God has given me for this revival. Amen. We're going to Nehemiah, the 6th chapter. And we're going to start at verse number 1 to 4, praise God. And I'm going to speak that what God has given to me on today. The Bible says, now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabians and the rest of our enemies, come on, hear me in the Holy Ghost today, heard that I had built the wall and that there was no breach left therein. Though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gate, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come on, Holy Ghost, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. The plain of Ono. I want you to hear that. But they thought to do me mischief, he said. And I sent messages unto him, saying, I am doing a great work. How many of you doing a great work already, praise God? So that I cannot calm down. Why should the work cease when I leave it? He said, I'm not going to leave my work and come down to you. Yet they sent unto me 4 times, he said, after the sort. And I answered them after the same matter. Now, we have heard many great sermons this week, of course. And we heard of the course of our lives from this particular passage and scripture. We have echoed the words of Nehemiah at some point in our Christian journey. Come on, Holy Ghost. I am doing a great work. We have heard sermons encouraging us not to come down from building our spiritual walls. Come on, somebody. That wall, praise God, Hamasay, that Nehemiah was building. To hold on to God's unchanging hand. To stand fast, and God will see us through. As we continue to be a church in a movement. Come on, Holy Ghost. Kingdom building is also important for us to spend time in a healing process. I pray for us today. Come on, this message will assist, amen, praise God, us. Glory to God. In our text, we see God's people also in a state of transition and moving through the various stages of the church healing process. The Bible records that it was on July the 10th, come on, before Christ, 588, I went through some studying, praise God, July the 10th, before Christ. The Babylon forces of a king, Nebuchadnezzar, broke through the northern wall of Jerusalem and led about 100,000 of the Jews 700 miles to Babylon, the land of idolatry. You know that land, praise God, hallelujah, that they're doing everything like what's going on right now, praise God. The Jewish survivors were halted across the Syrian desert to the Babylon, many of them perishing along the way. Recalls with me that the southern kingdom, I'm going to give you some background, of Judah has ceased to exist. The higher uppers, amen, had ended, and this marked the end of the first period of the temple. Jerusalem was burnt, and the walls of the city was torn down. All military, civil, and religious leaders were either executed or carried away into captivity. Isn't it interesting how the devil wants to remove leadership? Come on, Holy Ghost. Strike the shepherd, and what happens? Only the poorest of the people of Judah were allowed to remain in the land, which was now, by now, a place of complete desolation. Nothing's there. But I am so glad, amen, this evening that God always leaves a remnant. This is why we are reminded that the meek shall inherit the earth. Nehemiah, found in our text, was a cupbearer for the king of Persia. Nehemiah was a happy man. Come on, Holy Ghost. He was rarely ever depressed. He was the cupbearer of the king, and that meant that he was privileged and responsible to appear before the king regularly. One day he came before the king. Hallelujah. As he came before the king, his countenance was falling. He had a sad look on his face. The king inquired of him because he had never come that way to the king before. Oh, you ever seen a happy man? Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes. He was always on the top side of things, always cheerful. That is the way it should be with all of us Christians. Come on, somebody. Don't you agree sometimes? Praise God. I know every day is not going to be a good day. Praise God. But you never can let the enemy see you sweat, people of God. Those that knew Nehemiah knew that something had been wrong. So the king inquired, Nehemiah, what's wrong? And Nehemiah told him, praise God, that the word had come from a man, one of his brothers named Hanani, from the land of Palestine. He says that the land there is in ruins. The walls of his home city had been leveled. The temple walls lay waste and the gates had been all burnt. So Nehemiah asked permission of the king that he be allowed to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall and re-erect the gates. The king gave him leave to do so. Nehemiah came to the city of Jerusalem, and there he built the wall, and he was crushed. Now, people of God, I want you to know something, praise God. The Bible tells me when I read, yes, Holy Spirit, Nehemiah was a praying man. He was a man, praise God, that fasted before the Lord, prayed before the Lord. Every move that he made, praise God, he prayed before he moved. His spirit called for prayer. Come on, Holy Ghost. So here, praise God, as he loved the people of God. When he seen and viewed the walls, and you know, praise God, if you ever seen, praise God, a building, praise God, that's torn down, or a church just torn down, praise God, hallelujah, that is God's house, people of God. So the Bible says that he wept as he saw the walls of his beloved city leveled, and his heart was crushed. He wept as he saw the walls of his beloved city leveled and the gates of the city burnt with fire. Nearby began to gather a group of people. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. God's people, people of God. And God, and oh my God, and started the rebuilding of these walls. Now, when I take a look at what here, praise God, these people, amen, that Nehemiah gathered together, they had a mind to work. That's what the Bible says. They had a mind to work. Come on, Holy Ghost. Let us focus today on the initial portion of this passage and hear what God is saying to us this evening. Let's focus on Nehemiah's situation while rebuilding this important wall. Nehemiah colleagues by the name of Ezra, just accomplished the spiritual establishment of this returning new community from the years of being in exile. Whereas Nehemiah's assignment was to provide a physical structure We find that, praise God, Ezra was the one, praise God, that God used, amen, praise God, I must say, to bring a revival back into the people as they came out of a land of idolatry. He was the one that to restore them back to new. But see, God always has a strategy, praise God. Hallelujah. He always has a ram in the bush, praise God. He always has someone, praise God, willing and able and saying, God, send me, I'll go. Come on, Holy Ghost. Nehemiah colleagues by the name of Ezra. Just finish the spiritual thing for the people of God. God puts it in Nehemiah's heart, praise God, the assignment that was given to him, praise God, hallelujah. How many now, praise God, full of burning in their spirit because God has put something on the inside of you that needs to be done, praise God. But you feel that you cannot do it because, hallelujah, glory to God, you don't have all the people. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, but God will bring what you need, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, Nehemiah knew that it was something on the inside of him, praise God, that had to go to build this wall. So here, his assignment was to provide that physical structure. Also, he rebuilt it in record time in 52 days. Nehemiah was a great leader. And we recall the simple message, I'm doing a great work. Not for myself. He knows it wasn't for him. But for the advancement of God's kingdom. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Anybody understand what I'm talking about today? It's not about us. It's about God's kingdom. He said, I'm doing a great work, but not for myself, but for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Nehemiah had received a leave of absence from his occupation as a cupbearer. Let's recap this thing to the king. Received tragic news from Jerusalem. Walls and gates had been destroyed. Israel was in great distress. Ezra had previously returned to Jerusalem in an attempt, come on, Holy Ghost, to repair the walls and the gates. See, that wasn't his assignment. All God sent him to do, praise God, is to build the people back up. Come on, Holy Ghost. But his thing was, praise God, now God is sending me to do the rest. Oh, come on, somebody got to know that God don't only always use one person, praise God, to do something, praise God. Sometimes he come behind us and get something else, praise God, to do something else, to bring the kingdom of God into a place where he desired it to be. It's not about one person's show, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. It's about a church. It's about a kingdom. Yes, Holy Ghost. So here Ezra had previously. He returned. Tried to do it. He had been hindered by the enemies of Israel. Ezra's assignment transitioned to heal the people spiritually, calling them to repentance that God may bless them and restore them. Physical state of the city was in ruin. Ezra had returned for some time and had responsibly of restoring the spirituality of God's people. Nehemiah now enters the scene in Israel with a vision. Come on, Holy Ghost. And he is joined by a company of workers that had a mind to do the work. They were focused and determined to accomplish the task, rebuilding their hometown and their homeland. This is the key as to why many churches are not growing today. God's men, God's women, God's leaders must be visionaries, must have a vision received from God as to how to move the church forward. We place too much focus and emphasis on the wrong things. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. We want to grow a large ministry.
try to eliminate other churches and their ministry. Church is stagnant trying to be like everybody else. God has a plan for his church. Needed to understand what God is saying to us. First step is always develop what is already in place. Oh, come on, somebody here. Your ministry might be already in place. You might be already in place. You might be already on fire for the Lord. My God, I give you glory. So we must start at the foundation and move up. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Some of you got a broke down building. Praise God. I remember when I, my devil's here, mine was broke down, and God said, I'm going to make every crooked thing straight in your life. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So I'm not just only going to talk about you. Praise God. Oh, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But sometimes, amen, we got to start over from the foundation and move upward. Can add, in addition to our new homes, if the foundation is cracked or weak. We must first spend time and money strengthening the foundation. If not, the addition, although new, will be as unstable as the rest of the house. Come on, somebody. When you purchase a home, one of the first things that we must do is to hire a home inspector. Come on, Holy Ghost. The inspector checks the foundation issues. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Don't we love Jesus today? Praise God, because he's checking the foundation of our lives. Come on, Holy Ghost. There are ordinary issues with the home that the eye cannot detect. Hallelujah. Prior to closing on a new home, it first, come on, it must first pass the inspection and ensure the foundation is good. Our foundation, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, is not going to be on sinking sand, but let your foundation be on the solid rock called Jesus. My God, I give you glory. There are some things that are obvious to the eyes that needs to be fixed. There are other issues that are not quite as obvious, yet requires attention. Just like, praise God, you might see your home, praise God, with a crack in the wall. Praise God, it might need some attention. If we begin to build without fixing it, it will eventually collapse in the long run. We find Nehemiah and the Israelites prepared to rebuild, come on, Holy Ghost, the walls and reestablish Jerusalem. They had encountered much adversity by accepting this challenge. See, when you accept a challenge from God, come on, Holy Ghost, you might run into some opposition, praise God. See, Nehemiah not only ran into opposition on the outside, come on, Holy Ghost, but he also ran in opposition on the inside. So he was fighting a battle that only God can fight. And by the way, people of God, hallelujah, glory to God, yes, Holy Ghost, the title of my message, Against All Odds. Kingdom building is not easy, but with God in the forefront, oh, come on, somebody, all is possible. The challenge appeared to be much larger than these men. Have you ever had a day or days when it seemed like nothing went right? Come on, Holy Ghost. Have you ever been given a task where you worked adversity head on? Have you ever faced a situation, praise God, and you knew that it was greater than your capabilities? Anything God gives us is bigger than us. Come on, Holy Ghost. It's going to be bigger than you. Your ministry is going to be bigger than you. What you're building is going to be bigger than you. Why? Because God made it that way. That way you won't think that you're doing it on your own. And when you do it on your own, you'll be like that building that fell down and collapsed. This is the type of task that Nehemiah stood face to face with. Nehemiah faced. Not his strength would be tested. See, A lot of times we look at, see, Nehemiah already had strength. But now, praise God, he was walking in faith with God. Because every step he took, praise God, he prayed to God. When he went to the, when he went to the wall and looked around, praise God, he didn't go with nobody. They said they stood from the side, praise God, and he went. He built that wall, praise God. He had to see what he had to do, praise God. You can't take everybody with you when God gives you assignment, praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to wait until God gives you the instructions, and then you can bring the ones that have a mind to work. I'm not talking about the ones on the inside, praise God, that want to tear the ministry down. I'm not talking about the secret informers, because the Bible says, even in glory to God, Nehemiah, they have secret informers built in the inside. Hallelujah, to tell what's going on the inside to the outside. My God, I give you glory. Can't tell everybody everything. This type of task that Nehemiah stood face to face with, faith. Oftentimes we have the wrong understanding of what faith is. If we can handle the situation on our own, then we don't need faith. But if the situation appeared too hard for us, then it is just right for God. God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Sometimes we think that placing money into the building fund for 3 years have enough to rebuild. That's not faith. Don't know where the money is coming from, but we will rebuild on faith. Let me remind you again that Nehemiah was not prepared for such a task. He was not equipped or trained to lead and accomplish this work. Nehemiah was neither a prophet nor a priest. I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost today. Because if you're thinking that you got to be a pastor, a leader, and all those praise, when God speaks to you, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, it doesn't matter your title. Sometimes you got to leave those titles at the door, praise God, hallelujah. Because sometimes, praise God, that people get too high-minded when God begins to bless them, and they think they're in a place, but then God has to show them that you're not in that place that you're thinking in. Praise God. That's why the revival is going on right now. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, he wasn't a prophet. He wasn't a priest. You don't have to be a pastor, a deacon of God, for God to use you in a leadership role. Don't need to be in seminary trained. Faith the size of a grain of mustard seed. So here was Nehemiah in Jerusalem with this special call on his heart. My God, I give you. Don't you love the Lord? Praise God, Robert of Oshanda. When God calls you, praise God, he gives you a special task, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. And then we think it is a hard thing. But don't you know that if he picked you, you are special to him? Hallelujah. Because he could have picked anybody, praise God. But he picked you, praise God. And that's something to give God the glory, because he feels that you are able to accomplish his will. Faith as a mustard seed. So here in Nehemiah, the special call, what qualified him was the fact that he was a great prayer warrior in the army of God. That man prayed. He laid down and prayed. He was a man of God. Come on, Holy Ghost. He was given to God. He said, God, you can, you, if you listen to Nehemiah prayers, amen, praise God, he gave himself to God. And he had a heart for God's people. That's a different thing, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You have to have a heart for God's people. Amen. Praise God. And sometimes, praise God, even in the midst of that, God sometimes make us have a heart for God's people. Praise God. I remember, praise God, that God says, I want you to do a ministry, praise God, of women. And I didn't want to be bothered with the women at that time, praise God, in my life, because all the things that was going on, in my life, praise God, with the women. The very thing that I did not want to do, he put it in my heart and said, now go for it. And people of God, whatever God put in your heart, you have to master that thing, praise God. You got to be a person that prays. Pray, pray, pray. Why do I say pray? Because while you are praying, you are birthing your ministry. My God, I give you glory. It is in your prayer time that you birth your ministry. And he had a heart. He had a heart for God, people. He was steadfast and immovable. He wasn't double-minded today. I serve God today, but tomorrow I'm going to the land of Ono. Y'all hear what the Holy Ghost is saying to y'all, right? I'm going to the land of Ono. Ono, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. Ono is a place of grief, praise God. That's that place, amen, that God delivered us from. Come on, Holy Ghost. According to the book, God's book, that is the only qualification that we need. If you pray, come on, birth your ministry in prayer. Come on, Holy Ghost. Let God do what he's going to do. Don't be so quick to move out of his presence. Hey, da-da-ba-sia. The first qualification of a leader is to know how to pray, to know the importance of spending time, quality time, hallelujah, down on bended knee. It is through this time in prayer that God equips us for the task at hand. See, when we want to run the street, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, God might say, I don't want you to run the street right now. I want you to sit. I want you to pray. You don't need no friends right now. I want you to sit and I want you to pray. You don't need to go to movies right now. I want you to sit and I want you to pray. You don't need to go down the street right now. I need you to read my word and pray. Hallelujah. You've been prepared for the, oh, yes, God, for the task at hand. People of God, it is time to put the fire on the altar. Not just a flicker, just enough to look saved. The Bible says while in Jerusalem, he met great opposition. Let me just say this, people of God. You're going to run into all kinds of opposition in ministry. You know, it dawned on me right now, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. Sitting in Bible study, trying to learn something one day, praise God. And the Spirit of God was in the place, my God, I give you glory. And praise God, me and my daughter was sitting and we was learning, praise God, and there was a woman on the other side sitting, sitting on the other side. We trying to look and do what God has called us to do. The woman jumped up, talking about, what y'all looking at? What are y'all laughing at, praise God? We trying to get with God. Come on, step outside. We want to fight. Come on, praise God. That cut out of our son. People of God, if you go with those things, people will want to fight. They want to do all kinds of things. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. They want to block you, stop you. Praise God of what God has put on the inside of you. We are being revived tonight. Praise God. You can't look at the opposition. Opposition. Let me just say this. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Great opposition. When you meet great opposition, that means that you have a great destiny before you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And what the enemy wants to do, he wants to stop you building that wall, praise God. He wants you to stop building that ministry, praise God. Hallelujah. So let me tell you something. When you meet that, praise God, Hamasai, you got to tell yourself, I must be doing something right for the enemy to come at me like this. My God, I give you glory. I know you've been having some stories about church, but that's not the reason to fall away from church. Amen. You're not going for the people. You are going for God. Come on, people of God. We are building today, praise God. The temple had been rebuilt by Ezra. Now it requires the fortress. This was Nehemiah's charge. Relied God's people begin to organize And that's what God is saying, that he wants us to organize. He wants us to get that thing back together. The Bible says in chapter 2 and 19, when Sanballat and Tobiah heard of our rebuilding, come on, I want you to hear me today. When he heard it, when the people heard about it, Sanballat, Tobiah, all glory to God, we were rebuilding, they laughed us to scorn and despised us. How many went through that before? Praise God. Hallelujah. They despise you for doing what God has called you to do. They laugh you to scorn because they don't see that your ministry has taken off yet. Praise God. But they don't know, praise God, what God is doing behind the scenes as we move our church forward. In a natural fashion, there will be those that will laugh and ridicule you and the church. The enemy will try any method to divert your attention, throw ridicule things at you, tell you the preacher ain't good enough, tell the deacon they need to sit down, tell the leaders they are not trained, tell you that the church does not have any hope. Communities will laugh at the church. I don't believe you go down to that church. That's what some people say. I don't believe you go down there. But they don't know that God's sending you down there, praise God. You might be the one that built that wall, praise God. You might be the one, amen, praise God, that covered the church. You might be the intercessor in the church. I don't believe you going down that church. I don't believe you part of that ministry. Come on, Holy Ghost. Ha, that can't go to my Sunday. But that's all right. They laughed at Nehemiah. Come on, Holy Ghost. They laughed at Noah when Noah tried to build, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. They laughed at him, praise God. They laughed at Job, praise God. They laughed at Jeremiah, praise God. They even laughed at Jesus. So what you think? They ain't going to laugh at you when you're trying to build what God has called you to build, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So when you feel that way, praise God, I need you to look in the Bible again. They laughed at Nehemiah. They laughed at Noah. They laughed at Job. They laughed at Jeremiah. But what did God do? In spite of the ridicule and being laughed at, they still had a mind to work. People of God, do we have a mind to work? For God has a way of turning opposition into opportunity. He has a way of turning your problems into possibilities. Oh, my God, I give you glory. He has a way of turning your sorrows into success. The Bible says that the wall around the holy city was finally complete. The doors were not yet in place. But here comes Sanballat and Tobiah grew jealous and heard. They got jealous, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. They got jealous. My God, I give you glory. Can you hear me, people of God? Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. Yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. The holy city was finally complete. Doors were not yet in place. Hallelujah. Can you imagine at the local restaurant not what to congratulate him, but wanted to do him harm? This is why the Bible says we must be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Sanballat, Tobiah made an attempt to stop the work. Hear what the Holy Ghost is saying today. They made an attempt to stop the work. Come on, Holy Ghost. People of God, I want you to know this today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. You could be of a great work for God, but the tip, amen, the enemy will want to come to help you, praise God, to stop the work if you're not mindful. To Nehemiah in verse 2 says, meet us in the plain of the land of Ono. A city, tribe of Benjamin. When I look, remember I told you, praise God, the plain of Ono, it means the place of grief. Look at what Nehemiah did and how he responded to the distraction. He didn't go in to a fighting mode. Because that's what some people do, praise God. The very first thing, praise God, to get you all set, praise God, you go into a fighting mode. But Nehemiah, praise God, he was a strong man, praise God. He was mature in the spirit, praise God. He didn't, because you know a lot of times I used to tell the church, amen, praise God, when you get mad at somebody, praise God, and you are preaching the word of God, don't you try to give them an uppercut in the spirit, because now you feel like you want to fight with the word. The devil is a liar. Praise God. You got to take that thing into prayer with God. That's what Nehemiah did, praise God. That's what matured him, praise God. He went in his fighting mode, in prayer mode. Come on, Holy Ghost. With this diversion, he ignored it. He ignored it. Sometimes you got to stand up and fight, and sometimes you just have to ignore as a way of growing spiritually. Look, at a crucial moment, he sent messengers. He didn't go himself. He realized that he was in a critical moment. So he sent messengers. He perceived the request wasn't harmless at all. The plain of the land of Ono is a whole journey from Jerusalem. And it is bordered by hostile territory. And so Nehemiah suspected something. See, you got to have discernment in the spirit, praise God, at this time, because when there is a movement in the Holy Ghost, visible shining, and God's kingdom is getting built, praise God, you have to have discernment in this hour, praise God, that somebody won't make it come down. Something didn't smell right to him. He knew it was a trap. He simply responded that he was too busy and would not stop the work at his hand. Nehemiah had invested so much of himself into the vision of reconstruction. The finish line was in sight, and so Nehemiah refuses to be distracted. People of God, don't get distracted. In my mind, Nehemiah gives a marvelous reply. He responded, the way he responded reveals a mixture of courage and wisdom. I pray for wisdom. I pray for knowledge. And I pray for the understanding of God's people. Come on, somebody. We are confident that the things we are doing is exactly what God wants us to do. And if you question that, if God wants you to do it, maybe you need to sit down and go back to God again, praise God, because you're going to need, praise God, you're going to need the confidence that you need, praise God, as you do the work of God. See, you can't run on your own battery, praise God. You got to run in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost. We must refuse all distractions, people of God. Four times word had been sent to this great leader. Meet us in the land of Ono. Nehemiah simply responded, I'm doing a great work and I can't come down. Stop by to tell you today, people of God, beloved of God, we too must be careful that we don't come down from building and visit the land of Ono. We are trying to move the church forward, the kingdom movement, people of God. And like Nehemiah, we too have letters from the king in our hands. We got the King of Kings, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. What letter do you have in your hand, praise God? They try to send Nehemiah a letter, praise God. But we got a letter, praise God, from the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Ah, yes, Lord of Oshaya. He's Alpha, he's Maker, he's the beginning, he is the end of all things. My letter comes from him. Somebody say a seal of approval. God has sealed me with approval to do his work in the kingdom of God. So, yes, I have a letter, praise God. My certificate is a letter. Come on, signed by Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost. Although we have been commissioned to move forward, yet we get stuck in the land of Ono. Well, what do you mean, Apostle, that we are visiting the land of Ono? Well, let's visit the land of Ono for a few minutes. Let's move the church forward. Oh, no, things are fine like they are. Come on, Holy Ghost. That's how we talk. We need to work together as a church family. Listen what this says. Oh, no, I can't work with them folks. We need to make changes to the program. Oh, no, been doing that for 25 years like the way I've been doing it for 25 years, praise God. Man, oh, no. Needs to be more involved in the program. Oh, no, I don't need training to teach the church. Come on, somebody. You need all the training that you can get, praise God. Need to visit other churches as a family church. Oh, no, I don't have time for all that. Need to come together to pray before any church meeting. Oh, no, that's not necessary. Come on, Holy Ghost. Need to spend more time on ministry. Oh, no, you're not my leader here. Let us stand like Nehemiah and refuse to visit the land of oh, no. Why? Because Christ, all things are possible. I stand here. Right now, in this moment, like Nehemiah, to encourage you, hallelujah, Jesus. I'm talking to the Sunday school teachers right now. Don't stop building. Come on, Holy Ghost. I'm talking to the drivers right now. Who I'm talking to, praise God. Don't stop building. I'm talking to the musicians right now, praise God. Don't stop building. My God, I give you glory. I'm going to talk to the deacons right now, praise God. Don't stop building, praise God. I'm talking to the officer of the church, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't you stop building, praise God. I'm talking to every preacher online right now, praise God. Don't stop building, praise God. I'm talking to all the soul winners right now, praise God. Don't stop building, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I'm talking to all the singers right now, praise God. Don't stop building. My God, I give you glory. Oh, come on, ushers, praise God. We need the ushers to come, praise God. Don't stop building, praise God, because we need all of this stuff, praise God. We can't do it by ourselves. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to the youth leaders right now. We got to keep on. Don't stop building, people of God. I'm talking to the church mothers right now. And the one thing I thought about when I thought about the church mothers, don't stop building. We need our church mothers back, praise God. The mothers that ain't worrying about the clothes and the shoes when they come on a mission to set the captives free, praise God. Hallelujah. The ones that's going to come to cover the pastors, amen, from the wolves. We talk about the mothers, brother Oshai. Mama, can you see clearly, praise God? We need the mothers back in the church, praise God. We need to understand, just like Nehemiah, take his same attitude. I am doing a great work. And I cannot come down. I will not visit the land of oh no. Come on, people of God. We got to get this thing right. It is time, amen, for revival. It is time now to get restored. It is time now to get renewed. It is time now, praise God, to get revived. It is time now, praise God, for you to get active again. Oh, come on, somebody. Your greatest setback is going to be your bounce back and your comeback, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, you're going to come back new and improve. A workman need not be ashamed. Hallelujah, that you may rightly divide the word of truth. We need to build us in this hour. There's a mission going on. There's a movement going on. God is moving by his Holy Spirit, people of God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. We thank God today for this revival. Stand back up, people of God. God loves you, and if he picked you, he has a purpose and a plan bigger than you. Like he said, I use ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And like he said, Nehemiah, he wasn't a leader. He wasn't one of the ones, amen, up in the front, praise God, with the title. He was a leader in his heart, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So we need us to rise up again, praise God. Get anointed again. Come on, for purpose, a plan. God is going to do something great in your life, praise God. I'm going to go to the song, and I'm going to be right back to close out this revival today, praise God. I pray, glory to God, that you are getting something out of what God is speaking on today, praise God. Let's keep building up the wall, people, God. There's a gate set up, Oshaya, that he said that he'd never build up, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. He didn't close them up, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. But God says, amen, the gates are closing, people of God. Hallelujah, the walls has already been erected. So people of God, whatever you got to do to build, keep building. Don't let nobody bring you back down. Don't let no distractions stop you from what God has purposed in your life from the foundation of this world. My God, I give you glory.
He's an all-time.
Amen. I want to close with this, people of God. Amen. They said it couldn't be done. Hallelujah. The job was too big and the problem was too great. But God's men and women joined together for a special task can solve huge problems and accomplish great goals. The vision that Nehemiah saw through humble tears in Persia began a reality with God's help every step of the way. Don't let the size of the task or the length of time needed to accomplish it keep you from doing it. With God's help, it can be done. I just want to say that, praise God. Hallelujah. God is in full control. When God is in it, it will work. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Amen. Praise God. You've been on the air. Amen. Praise God. It's this great revival. I want to thank all, amen, that came on to bless us. Amen. Pastor Waters. Amen. On Monday, Bishop Thurman Butler. Praise God was on D, and Lady T was on Wednesday. And yes, you have me on tonight. Praise God. And don't forget Fresh Fire Friday tomorrow night. Praise God. I may have some of the speakers come on and speak a little bit about the building. Amen. I want to especially thank my husband. Amen. He's been behind me 100% of the way through this revival, and I thank God for the man of God. Love him dearly. My king, my husband. Amen. Praise God. He always pushes me along the way. Amen. He will never be my hindrance because God has put him there to help me, to push me to where he wants me to go. So I thank God for him. Praise God. I thank God for you, you, and you. Praise God, all of you that came on tonight. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, people of God, if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, amen, you may call me 302-883-9799. Amen. And I can show you how to bless the ministry. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, because you've shown us how to build, oh God. Even though Nehemiah, praise God, went through the turmoil that he went through, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he is a perfect example, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, for the kingdom right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As you've been saying, Father God, it is time to rebuild. It is time, amen, for revival for your people, Father God, that you are coming to restore your people back to new, Father. So I thank you, Father, for each and every one that came on the line tonight, God. Lord, and I robbery, Father God, to come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We know that the kingdom of God is of violence, but we got to take that thing by force. And we thank you, Father God, that we want to take it by force, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for all great and small, Father God. Now bless every home represented here, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, do a new work on the inside of us, even on tonight, God. Hallelujah, God. You said distance is not a barrier, Father. So I pray for them right now, God. God, that the fire of the Holy Ghost, God, will burn deep on the inside. Start a new fire on the inside, God. A fire for prayer, God. A fire for fasting, Lord God. A fire, yes, God, a fire for laying before you, God, to birth these ministries, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As you have been speaking to me, Father, the world is in mourning, God. I pray right now, Father God, and the spirit, that we will travail in the spirit realm, God, to pray, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you right now, God, for your grace. I thank you for your mercy, Father. I thank you for what you're going to do. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding and joy, to the only wise God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Have a wonderful evening, people of God. Enjoy Jesus tonight. God bless you all.